As we enter our third year of being in a pandemic, the world has had to adjust to our new reality. Some think this adjustment is temporary, while others think this is the new normal. Hey everyone, it's Tykira, creative editor right here at Mild Sauce. We invited five multimedia journalists to create podcasts in response to this season's theme, Back to the Normal. Today, we're following Taylor, whose story focuses on normalcy through the lens of a photographer. Here is Picture This. There's nothing normal anymore.
Many people use photography in their everyday lives and don't even realize it. For me, photography is one of the best outlets. It allows me to showcase my creative eye and love for art as a whole. Just going out and having the ability to walk up to people and ask them to do a quick shoot was one of the best things before COVID. The coronavirus hit and being a photographer is not the same, but a few were able to benefit from this. I wonder how photographers have been able to maintain some sense of normalcy while the world is literally falling apart. John Ryman, photography teacher at Kenwood Academy High School and the visual communications director for Arts Connected, replied.
What inspired me to do photography was the fact that it allowed me to be very type A with my art. I'm type A in my life, and if I didn't have the ability to be organized and meticulous about the chemicals or the process with Photoshop, I really wouldn't be as interested in photography as a general. And so it really started out with the process of traditional photography, and then it became something I found a voice in.
Aisha Tate, a Chicago-based photographer and videographer, added.
Growing up in the Chicagoland area, especially on the west side of Chicago, my parents always allowed me to see pictures of my family or any heirlooms we had in the house with different family members down through the line. So looking at those older pictures and how the image was created, especially like the older black and whites before they had color photos and everything, just looking at the setup of it and the make of it, that is what really caught my eye in it. Like, I just was like fascinated how they created that.
Cleo Cartwright, a portrait and fashion photographer, answered.
I've been inspired since like I was very young. I studied like magazines and everything and like looked at family pictures. I was influenced by like a lot of movies and everything. And that's what kind of got me started.
So not only does photo allow people to have a voice, but it also allows people to show their talents and art abilities. For example, for me, photography is the way I use my voice. Starting out, I was able to see everything as if I was looking through a lens. It felt like this was a normal thing for me. Photography had become my normal. In March of 2020, COVID officially hit the U.S. We were all on lockdown and stuck in the house with nothing to do. During this time, I decided to start my photo business. This wasn't as easy as I thought it would be, but it wasn't as hard either. According to a study conducted on Petapixel, photographers who were 0 to 1 years into their business were less affected by COVID than photographers who were 10 plus years into their business. Aisha, who was a videographer and photographer, had a lot to say on how COVID affected her.
We have to deal with people up close and personal. Just like when you go to the grocery store, to the doctors, anything, you're dealing with people. But as a photographer or a videographer, you're even more closer to that person. You're communicating. You're building a bond. You're around each other for depending on the time of that creative moment.
For many artists like Aisha, life after the pandemic was not easy. Pre-pandemic, photographers were so used to going out and shooting different people and even events, but that changed when the pandemic hit.
So for me, I haven't done too much video production like I normally would do, where we would have a background audience, where we hire background people for like 20, 30 people. Now we have to learn how to shoot more of a micro format.
Photography teacher John Ryman felt as though the pandemic did not have too much of a negative effect on photography at all.
I don't honestly think that the pandemic itself had too much of an impact on the art of photography. I do think it did a lot to affect the message and the meaning behind people's photographs, but not necessarily on the process, not necessarily on the technical side of things. If anything, if we're really trying to find an impact, I do think it had one on people's focus on lighting because of how many people are now doing virtual meetings and realizing that the little lights that they have on their devices are just not cutting it.
As one of Ryman's photography students, when we first began e-learning, I can honestly say that having the freedom to be able to shoot at my own leisure was very beneficial. Being able to create pieces freely while being in the comfort of your own space allows one's work to flow a little bit smoother. As a young photographer, I had to find ways around the pandemic. This wasn't easy, but I managed to make some things work. When COVID was at its peak, I would wear my mask, of course, and mainly do outdoor shoots. I would also have to keep my distance from my models, but hey, I was still able to shoot and make the most of it. Cleo has some similar ways of going about the COVID life.
Just precautious a lot and make sure everything's like more cleaned down and just kind of thinking on other people's mindsets is more than yours too.
According to governor.gov, as of March 19th, 2021, during phase one of the ongoing pandemic, only one client was to be allowed in the studio at a time. As of June 30th, 2021, this is no longer the case.
These precautions were extremely different for the types of settings photographers are normally used to, but they were instilled in order to keep us all safe, right? Jessica McGovern, 2020 Pet Photographer of the Year, conducted a survey of 500 people in the photography industry. More than 50% of those photographers say they were affected and struggling with their mental health. Only 33% believe that the industry is good at providing support for mental health. Over the course of the pandemic, I personally found that my mental health decreased. For me, I too saw photography as a getaway from reality. So when I wasn't able to fully take advantage of my getaway, it became difficult for me to keep a positive mindset and stay encouraged. I tried to find other forms of art, such as painting and drawing, to distract myself, but they didn't make me feel the same way that photography did. I feel as though society plays a big part in this as well. We work so hard to perfect our craft, and there is a plethora of people who don't recognize us and the talents that we hold. Today's society has forgotten about the importance of photographers. Since COVID started, people have relied solely on their personal devices to capture important moments when at any given time, those could be gone. With COVID around, less people want to book a photographer, which leads to a decrease in their income. According to LensRentals.com, more than 96% of respondents suggested their income and or work have been negatively impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, with on average 78% of bookings for April canceled. This is important to recognize because most photographers literally rely on their bookings as their main source of income. So when their bookings begin to plummet, then their income begins to plummet, and so does their mental health.
Going, going, going. You used to creating. You used to being out there making magic, walking around with your camera and create different things, or going to an event or being hired to work either a wedding or a portrait shoot. So different things you're used to doing, now that was all stripped away. And some of them wasn't making any money. So, you know, making sure they was able to eat, making sure that, you know, they had lights and gas, you know, just the small things.
COVID has definitely played a big part in photographers' lives, whether that's teaching, shooting with clients, or even interacting with other creators. The pandemic was not easy to adjust to. There were many difficulties involved while learning to live this new lifestyle. Adjusting to life while also being a photographer was especially challenging simply because I wasn't able to work normally. The pandemic taught me many new things about photography and most importantly myself. It taught me new ways of doing things and it most importantly taught me how to adapt to the unexpected. The pandemic was very hard, but overall it allowed me to grow not only as a photographer but as a person as well.
To follow the next story in the series, go to mildsauce.org. Mildsauce is affiliated with Street Level Youth Media, and Street Level is a program of Urban Gateways.